You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. At this time yesterday, we were getting the first word that Secretary of State Ruth Johnson was proposing rules requiring groups funding so-called issue ads about candidates close to an election to disclose their donors. But before lunchtime yesterday, the state Senate had moved to effectively nullify the changes that Johnson had proposed. Rich Robinson is executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, a group which has been working to limit so-called dark money in political campaigns. Rich, thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Gordon. Good to be with you.
Let's go back, first of all, and talk about what Secretary of State Johnson proposed yesterday. How important would that have been to making sure that we know who's giving money in political campaigns?
Well, potentially it would have been very important, and it still may be, but let me take it a step further back than that. And really what precipitated this whole matter was a request from the State Bar of Michigan that dark money ads be required to disclose in judicial campaigns. It's really the judiciary that's of interest to the State Bar, and that's why they confine their request there. Effectively, what the State Bar was asking was that the law be returned to its original meaning. That is, that the language of the law be the effective interpretation of the law. And what the language of the law says is, as long as there is clear inference of support or opposition to a candidate, the communication is a campaign expenditure and must be disclosed. What had precipitated the State Bar's request was the fact that 9 years ago, there was an interpretive statement that came out of the Department of State when Terry Land was Secretary of State that said, we shall limit what we consider to be campaign expenditures to ads that have the magic words of express advocacy, vote for, vote against, and the like. So Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, in responding to the State Bar, effectively punted. She said that she couldn't make a special carve-out for the judiciary, and so the State Bar's request was denied. Now, she could have taken a different approach and said, well, it's right not only for judicial campaigns, but all campaigns. And she clearly had that authority and chose not to exercise it. So in replacement of acting herself, she proposed an administrative rule process that would run through the Department of Legislative and Regulatory Affairs, LARA, and that would require ultimately disclosure of ads about candidates in the 60 days immediately preceding an election. Now, I wasn't on her press call yesterday, but I understand that it was revealed by the elections director, Chris Thomas, that kind of a process typically takes 12 to 14 months, and it likely would not affect the 2014 election campaign.
But could have affected elections beyond that.
Could have affected elections beyond that, and it still might. Now, I try to be a clear-eyed realist about this stuff, and the first question I got from a reporter yesterday was, is this whole proposal just eyewash? So she won't be hung with the label of an enabler of dark money as she faces the electorate next year. I chose to take it at face value and say, okay, she's punted as far as acting on her own, but at least is proposing a process that'll get to the ultimate goal in this thing, and that is reveal who's essentially paying for most of our political campaigns in this state.
Now, the defenders of what the Senate did yesterday, which again effectively nullifies what Secretary of State Johnson had proposed, they say that there's an important distinction between election ads and issue ads. Is there a distinction, in your opinion?
Well, there is. For example, there have been, just in the last couple of weeks, some ads run by, I believe, Americans for Prosperity in the Marquette media market thanking U.S. Rep. Dan Benishek for fighting against Obamacare. Now, clearly, that's an issue advertisement. It's all about the advertisement. One may read a peripheral matter into this thing that, well, it's elevating the stature of Representative Benishek. But I think you've got to set that aside. I think it's an entirely different matter when you talk about how bad a candidate would be for you in the days immediately before an election. And in the category of judicial elections, it's particularly wrong to view anything as an issue ad. You know, in a Supreme Court case called Federal Election Commission against Wisconsin Right to Life, the court told us what authentic issue advocacy is.
Rich, we got about 15 seconds here to wrap it up.
It's essentially grassroots lobbying, and judges are not lobbyable officials. It just doesn't fit in judicial campaigns. So there's a lot yet to be resolved about this whole area of dark money, and are we ever going to know who's paying for elections?
Rich Robinson, thank you for your time this morning.
Okay, Gordon, thanks.
Rich Robinson is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network.